This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Mr. Modi will participate in Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. We have more from our correspondent.
Around 2 lakh women will attend the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the memory of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give the gift of various development works to the state on this occasion. Apart from this, the Prime Minister will perform virtual Bhumi Pujan of development works worth around 863 crore rupees of the Water Resources Department. Mr. Modi will also release the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan. The Prime Minister will also release a postage stamp dedicated to Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai and a coin of 300 rupees on this occasion. Mr. Modi will also present the National Devi Ahilyabai Award. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
The centre has reduced the basic custom duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10%. The move is aimed at bringing down the retail prices of cooking oils and protecting domestic processors. A notification in this regard was issued by the Finance Ministry yesterday with immediate effect. Earlier, the duty on these three crude edible oils was 20%. The centre has asked IndiGo to end its aircraft lease agreement with Turkish Airlines within 3 months. The action comes just weeks after the government revoked the security clearance for a Turkey-linked firm, Çelebi Aviation, which handles services at 9 key airports in India, including Delhi. IndiGo, which has leased and operates two Boeing 777s from Turkish Airlines, had a permit to do so until May 31 and had sought an extension from the Ministry of Civil Aviation for 6 months. The Miss World 2025 Grand Finale will be held later this evening in Hyderabad. A total 108 contestants have taken part in a series of events including cultural, charity and various challenges for the past 1 month in Telangana. More from our correspondent.
After a month-long journey through Telangana's rich culture, heritage and a series of competitions featuring 108 contestants from around the globe, Miss World 2025 finale will be held in a glittering event. Scheduled performances by Bollywood stars, special appearance of Miss World 2017 Manushi Chiller and humanitarian award presentation to popular actor Sonu Sood are some of the main attractions this evening. Contestants from the four continental groups will be presented to the global audience. The new Miss World is crowned by the outgoing Queen Kristina Peskova of the Czech Republic. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
World No Tobacco Day is being observed today to raise awareness against the dangers of using tobacco. The day is a global initiative by the World Health Organization, WHO, to end the use of tobacco. The theme for this year is Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products, which focuses on highlighting the hidden dangers of tobacco products that come in appealing flavors and packaging. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will double the tariff on steel imports from 25% to 50% to protect American industry. Speaking to Pennsylvania steel workers in Pittsburgh, Trump said America's future should be built with the strength and pride of Pittsburgh and not shoddy steel from Shanghai. In a post later on his Truth Social platform, U.S. President said that aluminum tariffs will also be doubled to 50% and both tariff hikes would go into effect on Wednesday. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator clash in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229, Gujarat Titans managed 208 for 6, falling 20 runs short of the target. With this victory, Mumbai Indians advanced to qualifier 2, keeping their hopes alive for a record-extending 7th IPL title. Gujarat Titans, on the other hand, bow out of the tournament after a spirited performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.